Blog Talk Radio.
Heal your heart and reclaim your power to live the life of your dreams. Welcome to Wish Me Love with your host, Raquel Hanna.
Welcome to Wish Me Love, everyone. I'm so excited to be back with you. We're getting the show started back up today on this last day of May 2015. And I am just ecstatic to welcome our first guest back as we relaunch. We have a beautiful friend of mine that I met through some amazing coaching work that I do with Coach Nancy Levin. And we have been through several groups together, the JUMP program, and then there was another program. And over that time, we built a friendship and a relationship and have been in connection. Kathy Anello is currently writing a book called The 6 Months to Live Project, and she's here to chat with us about that project. And then just want to invite you, no matter what you're doing as you're listening, no matter where your life is right now, to consider the possibility of what would be available to you if you lived your life like every day mattered. Today, that's what we're talking about, and I'm going to go ahead and welcome Kathy to the show. How are you today?
Hi, Raquel. I'm great. Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on today.
Yes, it's so wonderful to have you, and I'm excited to jump right in and just hear more about your book and your project. So tell me a little bit how the 6 Months to Live Project got started.
Well, you know, it's really funny. I used to, I had Twitter as my sort of little secret spot where I would go and post things that nobody in my world would see. And one day, it was a very difficult time in my life. I woke up and I wrote on Twitter, I don't know how I want to live. I only know. And then I wrote a hashtag, how I'm not going to live. It was like suddenly a light bulb had gone on in my life that I could not live it the way I was living it anymore. And so then the very next thought that came into my mind was, if you only have 6 months to live, would you really be living this way? Would you really be allowing these things in your life? And so that sort of inspired, I want to call it a birth inside of me, that I had to discover what that was going to be like for me. I had no idea when I started this project, this personal project, the events that would change my life in the next year and a half, which is basically where I am right now. And so it started as just like my own personal journal of what that would be like, that quickly turned into the fact that I wanted to share some of the insights that were coming to me with the world. And I've always wanted to write. I've written a couple, you know, books that are on a shelf somewhere back in my teens and 20s. Creative writing was always something that I loved. And so then I just decided I'm going to make it a book. And that's where we're at.
That's so beautiful. And I want to ask you, like, when you had that moment of clarity, that moment of awakening where you realized that your life was not what you wanted, you were not living the life you wanted to live, and the urgency, because what I feel like your project does is just remind us of the urgency, the necessity mm-hmm. for us to own and honor every single day. What do you think happens that we end up living lives that we don't want to live? What do you think is the root cause of that, or how we get to that state? Because I think I found myself in that space, and I know plenty of people who might even talk about their dreams but don't actually take any action toward living their best life. So why do you think we, and how do you think we get in these lives where we're not living like every day counts?
Wow, that's a great question. That we wear these, like, you know, I talked about this, rose-colored glasses that, you know, if this happens, then my life will change. If, as soon as I get through this, this is how my life will change. Or if this person wasn't here, my life will change. This, that, the other, when really, you know, it's us that has to change. And so for me, I think that, you know, I think we go through life, especially I was a single mom most of my life. So I was raising kids, and when you're a single mom, you usually are working 2 or 3 jobs. So I worked a number of jobs at the same time, and I just became spiritually dormant. I was never thinking about my life. I was just doing, operating on autopilot, people pleasing, making sure everybody was comfortable. You know, and so I think that we get into a cycle of living that way, and we never think about what would happen if until something happens. And then these big traumatic events will come up into our lives, which I don't want to say I welcome it because I don't want to send that message, but sometimes they have been the catalyst to change my life up until that point, never knowing that I needed a change until something triggered me and said, you're sitting here in a dead life, or, you know. So, I just think we get into a rhythm of life and we don't stop enough to think about it until something forces you. I was forced to stop. That I may still be the same way if I wasn't forced to stop.
And what I really heard there was waiting for tomorrow, waiting for another day. And you have this beautiful picture that you use in your work, and I'm going to go ahead and just read the definition based on this post. Tomorrow, a mystical land where 99% of all human productivity, motivation, and achievement is stored.
Right.
I read that and I was like, you know what? That is so true. It's, you know, it's not that we're out of touch with what we want. I think we're out of touch with how to get there.
Absolutely. And honestly, what comes to my mind right then is, you know, obviously you and I have been in some pretty life-changing groups that where action is the only way to change. You can't think about it. You actually have to take an action. And once you start taking these little actions, all of a sudden these big actions, things just open up, like us right now. I mean, so, yeah, you can't think about it. You have to take action. And that's what this book is about, too. It's about living in every day, as if it was your last. And it's amazing that once you bring your awareness to that, how you suddenly say, ooh, I can't do that, or I can't listen to that, or I can't, you know, your boundaries become really clear on what's acceptable in your life.
Yeah. And so it's really about, and I know a little bit about your book, it's about bringing the dream into the present moment instead of projecting it into tomorrow and taking whatever action step you can today to move just, even if it's just 1 foot in the direction of your dreams today. So tell us a little bit about how you began to rewrite your life, because making that shift, that's a pretty big shift to move the projection out of your dream tomorrow and to begin living day by day, step by step, your dream. How does that shift? How does one really move into that shift?
Oh, boy. What a question. You know, first of all, you know, for me personally, it wasn't just about living a dream. And it wasn't just about, you know, it was about all the things that I wanted to say if I died today or tomorrow, or if I knew I even, you know, Robin Williams has a great movie about 90 seconds to live. It was more about the dreams that I had that I hadn't fulfilled, but forgiving people that I haven't forgiven, talking to people that I needed to talk to, things that went unsaid, you know, goals and life travels that I wanted to do. So it became about all of it. There are so many things that I want to be doing, and I'm sitting here dwelling into, well, for me personally, I was in a constant state of stress, constant state of anxiety, and up until a life-changing event, which pretty much was a part of this process for me, stopped me in my tracks physically and emotionally. And so there's a chapter in the book called The Joy of Living, and I had to actually go through a 30-day exercise of living in joy and finding my joy. Once that process was done, I was organically changed. And that's when I started to look at what is it I want in my life. But up until that point, I was just looking at the resentments and the regret and the dishonest things in my life and the way I was showing up not as a real person in a lot of areas. So it's a process, you know, it's definitely a process.
So tell us about the life-changing moment that shifted you.
Well, I was, say this, you know, I was working in what we'll call it corporate America, where a lot of times behaviors in the workplace are accepted and tolerated because of a paycheck. And I think it's happening all over America, not just where I was employed. But I was acting out of who I am to collect a paycheck. And I can't go a whole lot into it because of certain legal reasons, but I can say that when I was out of it, I realized that I had completely transformed the person I am and the things that I believed in. And so it left me on the floor. And when I was going through it and I wanted to change, I knew that I couldn't be that person that they were asking me to be and be who I am. And so I had this major struggle going on for months and months until I sat down and wrote that on Twitter and said, I can no longer live my life this way. When I did that and I started standing up for who I am, ultimately it led to a decimation of my love life as I knew it. And then I was left with picking up the pieces of the life that I had known. And how am I going to live a new life? Because this is the only life I know. It was just a very pivotal moment. And then when I finally woke up from those moments, it was like, oh, my God, there's life out here. And you don't even realize the heaviness that you're carrying when you're, as Nancy Levin has put it to us a million times, wearing a mask. And once the mask was down and I was faced with myself, then I got to transform. So it was, again, not just a pivotal moment, but although it was more of a transformation over time.
And I love that you are bringing up the awareness that I think most of us, I know for myself, the biggest point of dissatisfaction in my life has been how I've earned my money. I feel like, and I don't know, and maybe you can share some of your thoughts, what really is the root cause of so many of us being outside of our path through and in a space where we have to invest 40 or more hours? Where did we go wrong as a society and how we inform our children about themselves, where we become adults and we sacrifice our true identities for a paycheck? I don't really know the root cause, but I would love to hear some of your thoughts on that, because I would bet that 90% of the people listening to this show have the biggest pain point of their life dissatisfaction in career.
Yeah. I had posted a year ago on my Facebook page, if you found out you had 6 months to live, what would you do? And, 90% of the people would say, well, immediately said I would quit my job. I mean, it was a resounding theme that, they were not in a happy place. For me personally, and I think that one of the things is, we don't have enough faith in the process of money and the process of, if I think back in my life to every single time I needed money and I was worried or afraid that it wasn't going to come, it miraculously appeared. And I know that there's got to be people out there that know that you're never really left that destitute. Something always happens. And so I think if I could go back and shift one thing, it would have been, it's okay for me to call in sick today because that $200 I'm going to make today is going to come in another way. My need for, the paycheck before my health. And I think that I didn't have enough faith in just the process of life, that we're always protected, we're always taken care of, something always happens to make it work out. And we get caught up in the, I'm not going to have enough money to pay my bills mentality rather than more than enough money is going to come to me to take care of me. It's a mind thought shift. And when I shifted my thought to, I can't afford this, to I'm choosing not to spend money this way, it completely shifted how money comes into my life. And I haven't worked in 2 years. So, I mean, it's just the way you think about money being the only thing, that we have to have it. We have to do this to get this. And I think money will come to you in a plethora of ways if you just believe in the process of your life flowing exactly the way it's supposed to.
Yeah. So I hear a lot of yeah, the root being fear. If I don't do this, then I'll be homeless. You know, if I don't do this,
yeah,
then I won't be able to pay my bills. If I don't do this, I won't be able to pay for my lovely car that I really want. If I don't do this, the lifestyle that I've lived, I won't be able to continue living. And that is a huge piece, you know, the fear-based living versus faith-based living. Belief
right.
in
mm-hmm.
yourself, belief in your worth, you know, what we've been learning about recently around mm-hmm. the fact that I am worthy of being able to spend 40 hours a week doing something that I want to do. My value is high enough, and my ability to contribute to the world, to society, to the company that I work for, permits me to believe that I can find something that aligns with the integrity of who I am instead of living every single day outside of integrity of who I am just to make some money. You know, it comes down to that faith and that awareness of worth. So when we're stepping into, again, this life of believing that we can move toward our dreams, how do we, from your perspective, start believing instead of being afraid?
Boy. Well, you know, for me personally, it was listening to a lot of Hay House radio and a lot of speakers out there that have insights on how to do this and how to let go of negative thoughts and how to use the law of attraction. And so for me, I really just had to carve time out in my life every single day at like an hour to an hour and a half of finding the answers for that. And every, you know, I, for me personally, something shifted one day. I was listening to Esther Hicks and I got a feeling in my stomach that told me from now on, you're going to know what's right for you. And it was literally one day that it happened. And I call it a joy jump in my own personal life because I say, oh, I got a joy jump. I know this is the right path. So I had to just really dig through a lot of stuff and a lot of feelings and a lot of emotional trauma to get to a place where I can now completely trust my instincts because my body's telling me it's right, if that makes any sense. I mean, I just think that it took a lot of looking inside and getting rid of anything that was toxic.
Yeah.
To me.
So just really taking the step, what I call reparenting work, because I think as adults, when we are rewriting our stories, what we're really doing is reparenting ourselves. We're finishing what our parents, as much as they loved us, weren't able to complete for us. And so as in the role of being that adult version of yourself that is guiding yourself and retraining yourself so that you can step into the life of your dreams, you informed yourself and you took ownership of really feeding your soul the information, the knowledge that you needed in order to be able to shift your perspective in life. Is that what I heard?
Yeah, and, you know, I had to call myself out a lot. I still do. But when I say that, I mean, like, there was a lot of things that I saw that, you know, I might have said I believed in, but I wasn't acting them. You know, oh, I believe in this, but, you know. And so I had to kind of say, you know, check yourself and start acting what you believe. And then as I started to do that, I mean, and again, I'm still not there. Well, are we ever there? But taking the information, finding out where, you know, like things like where was I being tolerant, where I shouldn't be tolerant, where was I letting stress live my life, where was I in a real relationship that was fake or a relationship that was not real because I wasn't letting my real self show up. What do I regret? You know, just little things that I had to go through and call myself out on. And what, as I did that, I was able to let them go. Let it go. And I think letting go is probably the biggest piece. I had to learn to let go of the past, let go of my actions, my behaviors, and try to find a new way of living and hope that everybody likes the new me, because that doesn't always happen either.
I love that you said you had to acknowledge and call yourself out on things you said you believed, but you weren't moving toward. Because I have learned on my journey, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, faith without works is dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I had this moment where I realized, if I say I have a dream, And if I say I believe in that dream, but I'm not taking any action steps toward that dream, I don't believe in the dream. Because the minute you believe, your actions will acknowledge that. The minute that you believe that you can afford the car, you will begin to start shopping for the car. The minute you believe that you can create the dream career, you will begin getting your business cards together. You will begin making phone calls. You'll begin doing research, getting your website set up, whatever the action steps are needed. Even if you don't have all the funds or all the resources just yet, when you believe, you take action. And I think it's so important that we acknowledge that, and I'm so happy that you brought that out, because if you, anyone listening, if you have something that you know you are meant to bring to the world, or you have something that you just simply want to bring to your life, and you are not moving toward it, there is some part of you that does not believe in your dream. And wow. I believe one of the most important ways and most important things that we can do to begin stepping into the life of our dreams are really getting in and really uncovering what our real beliefs are about ourselves, what our real beliefs are about life. Because once we reset those beliefs, then we can begin moving into the lives of our dreams and step in to the flow of the 6 months to live project, which is making sure that we're living like every single day counts. But it really comes with a foundation of faith and confidence in what you desire to create in your life.
Yeah, that's awesome. I'm like, thank you. I needed to hear that. I love that. I think that one of the big things too was learning how to live in the moment, and it's, you know, you used to say, you know, like YOLO, you only live once, live in the moment, and you think of it as this big festive thing. I'm living in the moment, and everything is now. But what living in the moment also means for me, and what I learned through really trying to practice, you know, and really studying Eckhart Tolle, his books and The Power of Now, was that the power of now means in every moment I have the power to choose how my life is going to be. And it's not just a festive thing, because you're in situations sometimes and you have to make choices in a moment that sometimes lasts a lifetime. So I think that it's that living in the moment meant so much more to me now after this process than just that festive fun, you know, I'm free living. It isn't that. It's really making conscious choices moment to moment on how you want your life to be. And then it becomes second nature. I'm going to choose this because I know I don't feel good this way if I choose that, you know, that process.
Hmm. Yeah.
Breaking patterns and stuff like that.
That's beautiful. So I want you to tell us just a little bit more about your book, when you're expecting it out, and how we can be in relationship with you as you're sharing your message and building your work in the world.
Well, I'm self-publishing with Balboa Press, and I'm going to be actually signing a contract in the morning with them. It's going to be a self-published book that I will eventually shop around, but I want to get a book in my hand. I want people to read it. It will be available on Kindle and Amazon, Barnes & Noble. And I would suspect, and my hope is that it will be ready by Christmas, the November, December season. But I don't have a definite on that yet. I probably will know more about that tomorrow. I am on Twitter, Cast Life. I'm on Instagram, Cast Life. Pinterest, Cast Life. At Facebook, I have a personal page, Kathy Anello, and 6 Months to Live Project. Actually, I think it just is 6 Months to Live. I changed it, and I can't change it back. But it is on Facebook. You have to put it in as a one-word hashtag, because that's actually how I wrote it, was as if it was a hashtag. So it's 6 Months to Live Project, and it's all one word without a hashtag. So that's how you can – or you can go to my personal page, and it will be up there to link to. And that's where you can find me now. But I'll have a website out, and I will be promoting that as well, working on that. And just getting it all together, there's so many components that you don't realize. And I'm really anxious to get it out there and done, because I already have a new book brewing, and as crazy as that is to say, I've got to finish this one. I can write the next one, and it's kind of fun.
Beautiful. And we'll definitely have you back in December, or whatever the time frame is when your book is released,
yes,
so that we can hear more about it and pick it up and really dive into the material of the book. I know since I have been on this journey of living my best life, one of the biggest lessons that I've learned, and really even in this last month I've had to take in, that it is a journey. You know, we make mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
We have low days. We get disappointed. We uncover things about ourselves that we didn't think was still there after years and years and years of working on ourselves. You know, there are so many different layers of the transformation. And what I love about the message that you're sharing and the work that we're doing, it just gives us an opportunity to honor ourselves no matter where we are. It doesn't matter how high you are right now while you're listening, or how low, or what's going right, or what's going wrong. The opportunity is always available, as you said, in the now, to make, as our coach Nancy says, one different choice to begin to step toward your path, or even if you've fallen off for a moment, one step will get you back on. And
yeah,
I would love to hear from you, Kathy, as we have just a few more minutes, but I would love to hear from you since you had the shift in your reality. Tell us a little bit about how your life has changed. Tell us a little bit about some of the wins and some of the feelings in your reality that would inspire anyone listening to really make a choice to live for this present moment.
Well, so many things have shifted, but I will tell you, I put health first more than anything. I absolutely think of myself first. Not everybody likes that, but I really started thinking, what makes me happiest? What brings me the most joy? Does this serve my highest good? Is this person right in my life? I vacation a lot. I had a friend tell me the other day, God, you go on a lot of trips. And I thought, you know, yeah, because right now I can. And so I live a lot of my life spontaneously, as in I don't really overthink anything anymore. I just kind of go with the flow. And, you know, I was listening to a Hay House thing, and Anita Varjani was talking about how when she's in traffic, you know, it doesn't bother her anymore because she knows she's just where she's supposed to be. And I think, and I really resonated with that because I thought, that's exactly how I feel now. I'm never in a hurry. And when I'm in a hurry, I slow down because I know that there's that I am in the right flow if I just stay at an even pace and don't get super excited or super over, you know, reactive of things. And so there's a lot of ways that is, and then just recognizing my goals and my dreams and going for them where they were inside me for so long without ever going for them. And going for them means like doing a radio interview, putting myself out there on Facebook, you know, letting people know personal things that, you know, there's a lot of personal stuff in the book, obviously. And so knowing that I'm putting stuff out there that the whole world could potentially read, was something really daring and exciting for me, and knowing that maybe I'll change one person's life by one sentence, you know, is living my dream. So it's just allowed me to just be present in my life and go with what's authentic and you know, I don't know if I can swear, but just cut the bullshit. Like, honestly, I just don't have time for it anymore. I don't even engage. So those are some of the big bonus points that I've gotten. And I would say most importantly, I have a chapter in the book called Health is Wealth. And I think if I was to leave anybody with a message, I would say that those of us that, you know, we're out there working 50 or 60 hours a week, and you're this toxic work environment, and you're not getting along with the people you work, and you're, you know, pulling your hair out and going back every day or leaving your office in tears. And, you know, that's when you need to start reevaluating what's really important for you. And is it the money, or is there another way that you can make your life so that you're living in a happy state instead of a highly stressful, toxic state? I think that
Perfect.
Is the most important key. The most important key.
I love it. Kathy, it's been amazing having you on the show today. I want
so
to thank you so much. And to all of our listeners, as always, I wish you love. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Raquel. Bye.